Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. This fall, voters in three of the seven Jefferson County public school districts will elect their school board members. Three board members, Steve Imhoff, Larry Hujo, and Joe Hardesty, are not seeking re-election in districts 2, 7, and 4, respectively. And here to talk about how the races are shaping up is our guy on the education beat, Devin Katayama. Welcome, Devin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the three departing or existing members whose seats are up, Imhoff, Hujo, and Hardesty. Why are they not seeking re-election?
They just have been on the board for a long time, all three of them, and they just feel like now is the time to give the reins over to somebody else. On a couple occasions, Mr. Imhoff said it's time for new leadership, and he actually stepped aside earlier this year and let Diane Porter take over as the chairperson of the Jefferson County's Board of Education. He's still showing up at the meetings and placing his votes, but she is actually the acting chair. It'll be interesting to see in January when they vote for the chair, whether she really goes for that position.
These three have had eventful terms. I think Joe Hardesty was the chairman when the school board hired Sheldon Berman as superintendent, and now with the new superintendent, I think Imhoff was the board chair for that. And I'm going to miss Larry Hujo on the board. I covered it over the years. He was always...
He's an animated guy. Yeah. He's animated.
He would reach up and grab the microphone. I think, okay, here we go. It's going to be something special. He will be missed as well. Well, let's start with some of the candidates. Who's running for Imhoff's seat?
We have three candidates who have announced that they're going to be running in Steve Imhoff's seat. Two Davids, David Jones and David Kaplan, and then Melissa Roof. David Jones, that name may sound very familiar to some of our listeners. He is the former Humana chairman, and he is throwing his hat into the ring to go ahead and take over this position for Steve Imhoff. He's probably the most well-known candidate in the bunch, and he'll be going up against David Kaplan, who's an attorney. He's at a private practice. David Kaplan lives in the Highlands. He has two kids in elementary school. He's a 15-year Louisville resident. I asked Mr. Kaplan some of the issues that he felt he was passionate about. He said student achievement, obviously, and he wanted to take a look at the budget. He thought the $1 billion JCPS budget was somewhere he might be able to find some cost savings, and with that cost savings, maybe even be able to pay some teachers a little bit more money. Melissa Roof, she's a little less well-known. I had a hard time finding contact information for her. I haven't seen much written about her. But the two Davids are definitely competitors in this. Interestingly enough, though, David Kaplan did say he was interested in sitting down with David Jones to talk about some of the issues and talk about some of the compromise that they might be able to find. And Mr. Kaplan also said that there's already some good ideas and good programs in the district, and this was in response to the charter school question I asked him. He says to give that time and to pick out in the district what's working.
I think there are a lot of tools at our disposal to make schools very, very successful within an existing framework. So I guess that would be my first instinct is to, you know, see if we can replicate some successes rather than create a parallel school system right off the bat, because, you know, sometimes people look for silver bullets, but really the solution's already in front of them if folks can just get together and work to replicate successes based on, you know, proven success that we've already seen.
Now, and David Jones, again, the former chair of Humana's board of directors, big reputation. His wife is Mary Gwen Wheeler, who people might know as being an active member in the 55,000 Degrees program. I asked Mr. Jones why he's jumping into the race.
One of the reasons I wanted to get involved at this point is because I think that the current school board members chose a wonderful leader in Dr. Hargens, and I think that by supporting her and, you know, really sharing with the community the results of what I consider to be a turnaround challenge, the board can be, you know, can be a part of the improvement, and I want to help.
So that brings us to Larry Hujo's seat. This will be District 7. Anyone file for that?
Yeah, District 7. We had two Davids in District 2. We have two Chrises in District 7 with a James Sexton. Just to go over, Chris Fell, that name might sound familiar. He's known for having a case against the JCPS student assignment plan, essentially, him and several other parents. He said his main goal is to abolish the student assignment plan. He thinks that there are some cost savings in doing so, and specifically with eliminating some of the buses and bus routes. And he says he's a straight shooter. I asked him also what he thought about the board's work, and he says the communication among board members isn't the best, and he talks about this thought process for working out issues himself.
There has to be an equal amount of give and an equal amount of take so that we can come to a scenario that is going to be best for everyone. And one of the ways that I like to look at things is to set up a pro and con list. And once we find out what all the negatives are, what all the positives are, we can now sit back and determine, well, we know what isn't going to work. We know what will work. Let's go back and forth and figure out what's more important as a negative, what's more important as a positive, and meet in the middle.
And Mr. Fell also said he'd like to visit schools in his district and be more active in the classroom as well. Chris Brady was the latest to file for that seat, District 7, which is the southeastern part of Jefferson County. He also received an endorsement from Hujo, so Hujo is backing Mr. Brady.
Well, that brings us to Joe Hardesty's seat in District 4, and as I guess as of this morning, no one has filed.
It doesn't seem like anybody wants to touch that seat. I'm not. I mean, I don't know why, but yeah, nobody has filed as of now. They have until August 14th to do so.
And what part of the county is that seat?
That's the western part of Jefferson County. Southwestern part of Jefferson County is Joe Hardesty's seat.
So still have a couple of weeks, actually 3 weeks or so, to file for that seat. Well, you know, there's been a lot of news coming out of Jefferson County Public Schools here in the past few years. The student assignment plan dating back to 2007, the U.S. Supreme Court overturning the former assignment plan, the complaints about long bus rides. So yeah. Lots of issues to be debated this fall.
There are a lot of issues, and it's a really interesting time, too, because we just implemented our assessments, our state assessments, and a lot of new programs that are happening around JCPS. So a drastic change to the board could shake things up, you know, a lot. So it'll be interesting to see whether the people who take over these seats work with the board or maybe they push back a little bit. It's hard to say at this point. And really quickly, one interesting thing that David Jones said to me was that he's also jumping into the race because of Dr. Hargan's hiring. He felt like a strong board, a strong leader like Dr. Hargan's is what he said, deserves a strong board.
And the other seats, they will be up for re-election, I guess, next year?
Yeah, next year.
And while I have you here, first day of school just around the corner, everything going smoothly as far as preparations?
Yeah, as far as I know, they're going all right. I believe next Monday the applications for free and reduced lunch go out, so parents should be looking for those in the mail.
All right, WFPL's Devin Kadiyama covers education and many other topics for WFPL News. Devin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.